This is KUT. More than 10 years ago, an El Paso family removed their 9 children from a private school to homeschool them. But after relatives told the local public school district the children weren't receiving a proper education, a legal battle ensued. Now the case is in front of the Texas Supreme Court, which heard oral arguments yesterday. And as KUT's Kate McGee reports, the question is where the line is drawn between a parent's right to homeschool and a school district's duty to make sure children are receiving a proper education.
When Jean and Shireen McIntyre met with an attendance officer in the El Paso Independent School District in November 2006, their 9 grandchildren had already been homeschooled for more than a year. But they and their other son, Tracy, were concerned the kids weren't getting a proper education. According to court documents, the children were always playing instruments and singing, nothing like traditional school. Tracy, their other son, testified that one child said they did not have to do schoolwork because they were, quote, going to be raptured. Meanwhile, the oldest granddaughter ran away from home so she could attend school. When the school district asked the McIntyres to prove their children were being properly educated, they sued. They argued their personal liberties are being violated.
Typically, school districts aren't going out and policing homeschools.
That's Mark Tilley with the Texas Association of School Boards.
The attendance officer here was responding to a complaint and made a home visit and made an inquiry as to whether there was a bona fide homeschool going on.
A bona fide homeschool means children are learning the basics, reading, spelling, grammar, math, and good citizenship. More than 20 years ago, the state Supreme Court ruled homeschools counted as private schools if children were receiving that bona fide education. But parents don't have to do much to prove that's happening. Homeschooled students don't have to take standardized tests, and parents don't have to provide a curriculum. The Texas Education Agency says parents have to write a letter to their public school district assuring they are homeschooling their children. In oral arguments before the Supreme Court, Chad Baruch, the McIntyre's lawyer, reminded the court of Texas's lack of homeschool regulations.
Perhaps more important, I think, our legislature is one of a small minority that has chosen not to enact any legislation governing homeschools. The clear national trend is to the contrary. 36 states now have enacted homeschool statutes in some form.
He argues the school district overstepped its bounds by investigating the family. El Paso ISD's attorney, Anthony Safi, argues the school had the right to investigate if they had evidence that a parent isn't complying with the law, like a complaint from a grandparent.
When a school district receives very disturbing information, it may have a little more leeway.
A state appeals court ruled against the McIntyres. The all-Republican state Supreme Court isn't expected to reach a decision for months. The TEA estimates more than 300,000 students are currently homeschooled in Texas. Kate McGee, KUT News.